Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Terry Forster. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Terry Forster. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ike Brown. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Hershberger chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Egan fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Egan. Rodriguez goes all the way around to score. Taylor moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Egan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Bart Johnson now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball four. Freehan moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado bunts towards the mound. Lolick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvarado moves to third. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvarado scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Egan and he is out, McKinney applying the tag. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. May steals second. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 1 in the game. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Alvarado reaches second base with a double. May scores. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rodriguez. Melton moves to third. McKinney moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger who is chasing the ball. Kaline reaches third base with a triple. Ed Stroud now playing center field. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kaline tags and scores. One out. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Norm Cash pinch hits for Ike Brown. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 2 in the game. Egan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brinkman for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 2 in the game. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kaline for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horton is called out on strikes. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Stanley. Melton reaches second base with a double. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melton moves to third. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Egan hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing third base. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Gutierrez pinch runs for Norm Cash. Vicente Romo now pitching. Gates Brown pinch hits for Bill Freehan. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gutierrez moves to second. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Mickey Stanley. Don Eddy now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup bunts towards the mound. Eddy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gutierrez moves to third. Brown moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gutierrez tags and scores. One out. It's White Sox, 5, Tigers, 5. Jim Price pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Steve Keeley now pitching. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Northrup moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rodriguez bunts towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with McKinney covering, for the out. Brown scores. Northrup moves to third. Price moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-5, Tigers. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Sherman now pitching. Gates Brown now playing left field. Jim Northrup now playing first base. Jim Price now catching. Willie Horton now PL Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews pinch hits for Steve Keeley. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Williams reaches second base with a double. Lee Richard pinch hits for Ed Stroud. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.